This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy. Hard times are when the textile workers around this country are out of work and they got 4 or 5 kids and can't pay their wages, can't buy their food. That's hard times, baby.
Paige.
I love running, mainly out of patience.
And Fat Boy.
Call me crazy, but I thought when you step on a scale, it's not supposed to bleed.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93 minute rut blocks all day.
3.3.
All right, so if you've listened to really the last couple of days, any portion of the show, this has come up and different updates and stuff. Initially, this is what it began with.
It's been on my mind, like, that we're not connecting physically. At first, I thought maybe he was just taking things slow and being super respectful, which I respect, yeah. But just after a couple months of not being physical with each other, I did bring it up in conversation over some wine. Yeah. And at first, when I brought it up and kind of was pressing him on it, he just said it was something that he wasn't really thinking about. But that just, it seemed off to me. And I don't know if it was the wine in my brain or I just didn't really like the answer.
Yeah.
That didn't sit well with me.
Right.
So when I was back at his place, I did do a little snooping through his room when he was in the shower. And I didn't find anything in the bedroom, but I did find something else. And yeah, and it was in the closet. So it was sex toys.
So,
and it was a lot of them. Like, not just a few, like a lot. I was confused. I was like, wait, how did I miss this?
And then Fatboy told us we had an FOF line voicemail, and it was not for the FOF line, but rather that was this guy, Derek, who claimed to be, oh, look, man, like 150 people just texted in, Willa, because that's her name, Willa.
Willa.
I remember it's thinking about name. Willa yesterday, thinking like, is it short for Wilhelmina?
Oh,
Wilhelmina?
That's good.
Like, what is it short for? Is it short for anything? So Derek called. He left a voicemail. He was pissed about it. I don't know if they're still together or not. But we got Derek on hold, and Willa called in. She put him on blast for having them closet full of, she says, sex toys. You know, who knows what that even means. But he didn't want to sleep with her. Derek's got some explaining to do. He wants to. So, Derek, what's going on?
Hey. How's it going?
Good. That's got to be like surreal to to hear all that.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. It was even like into the day. I had gotten up, going around my day, and then all of a sudden my phone just starts blowing up.
I love it.
The power of TRG right there. I love that.
It. Yeah.
And with a name Willa, you knew it was, they were talking to most people that know if you're dating a girl named Willa, that's probably your girlfriend.
Yeah, it wasn't a very long list.
Yeah. Someone you trusted.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, she was my girlfriend. You know, you're supposed to be able to trust that your girlfriend is not going to go air your dirty laundry on the radio.
Right. And now, have you heard everything that she said other than that little one
Yeah,
minute?
I didn't hear it live. I was able to go back and listen, though, and just...
It's a great podcast.
Very classy Willa.
Yeah.
Go through my closet when I'm in the shower. You couldn't just ask. And that's FBI behavior. That's crazy, right?
Yeah, kind of.
I don't know if you would have volunteered that information, though, if she would have asked, right? I feel like maybe not.
I mean...
Are you sexually attracted?
We could have had a conversation about it. We could have had a conversation about it instead of just going on the radio. And, you know, she goes into... I want to make one thing very clear. I am interested physically in her. I wanted to take things slow. I had been in a long-term relationship before. We rushed things. I wanted to get to know her first, you know?
Right.
Build a relationship before we just jumped into bed.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I can identify
noble.
With that,
I like
but
that.
I understand. But I was making a joke, Paige.
I know.
I think Derek's not wanting to hear any jokes, but I totally get it. So this is what I want to ask you, Derek. And I don't know you. I don't know Willow. We don't know anyone involved in this. But, like, what's up with the collection? Like, a couple things, you know, that's cool. But, like, homegirl made it sound like you got like an Adam and Eve neighborhood store like in your closet, and that's just what she said. You know,
it's not far off, I guess. I like I said, I was in a long-term relationship previous to this one. She was very into trying things, so yeah, I ended up with kind of a large collection, more than most guys I feel like have. I have toys, I have books. It's a lot of stuff. It is a lot of stuff. I can understand why it would be jarring to come across.
Of course.
The way she did it is still, you know.
I do agree with you on that. I said yesterday or day before, whenever she called in, I said now, and I say this jokingly, of course, because no one does. But if I ever have a woman in my house and I go take a shower, she has to go wait in her car outside.
Are you serious?
I think so.
You don't trust anybody?
Look, sit down in the yard,
what
toots.
Derek has shown me now, like any time I've ever showered at home or maybe even taken a simple poo in the other room, they could have been there going through the refrigerator, going through my laundry.
Do you know why he's credible right now? Because if he was in a long-term relationship and it took him a while. They weren't physical at first, so he's used to that pace. So he's not going to change his pace and then go to a new relationship and try to bang right away.
But, like...
I wouldn't think.
And I want you to be completely honest, Derek, because I'm not trying to railroad your love life or your life or anything like that, but did the previous situation break up because she was wanting to go into this depth a little more, like maybe bring some extra people in or go to Sandals?
No, you know, I mean,
ripping and tearing and things.
Yeah. Oh,
no, we didn't break up for anything like that. We just broke up because life broke us up. But we didn't. We never got extreme with other people. But you know, it was all self-contained.
But you kept all the stuff,
and it's not really stuff you can just return. You know, even the unused stuff. It's not like he can just go back and be like, "Hey,
right?
Oh, I see."
But you're not using all of it, right? Like just. You just had it. You're not using everything.
Currently, I'm not using any of it.
Damn, son.
Oh.
Dang. Because she thought, you know, you were like, when she saw all that stuff, she thought you were using, like, every
she
bit
thought,
of it.
Yeah, that you're.
But that's like you said, had she just simply
something
asked.
Something could have been cleared up very easily if she had asked me about it.
That's,
Yeah.
Yeah. Because she made it seem
or
like.
Smelled them.
And you heard it now, but, like, she made it sound like. And obviously, because we're on the radio, we could not allow her to be crazy descriptive, but she said something like a saddle.
Oh my goodness.
So I don't know. I mean that's like, if it's what I think it is, like that's like $1,700 up the road at Adam and Eve. See, yeah, Paige got one on FlexPay.
Well, Melissa
have one
her
of
up.
Those things.
Yeah, she got
all.
Klarna for that.
Well, Matt, man, remember when you had the prior business?
Yes,
Arnold. The dildo business.
Well, I called it a dildo company.
So what if some woman went to your house and went and found all your things and thought, oh, gosh, I'm dating this super perv.
God, you did have a lot.
Funny you say that, because that's why I had a storage unit. Because I was like, if I die, and Lord knows, they bring my mama into the house to start, going through the goods or whatever. What was my son doing with all these? These are still new in the box.
This sucker's big.
Because after my husband...
Connie Maxwell, do y'all need these?
I found the strangest porno. Oh. Now, I didn't have them around to ask him questions and right. What I found.
Oh, this is post. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You got to be careful with what you keep in your closet.
When you leave the house every day, hide all everything. So,
I'm not saying that.
You know, I'm not good at my job because so many people now are texting in asking this, and we're going to get to it. You got to pace a little interview kind of thing, but have you talked to Willa since this all? Because you talked in that voicemail you left us as this was done.
Aww.
But has, if you want to talk about it, it's cool. If you don't?
Yeah, no, I sent her a text on the day,
yeah.
And she has not responded. On the day, I want to reiterate here, that she told the entire world my life story on the radio that same day.
Yeah.
She has not responded, but no, if I see her again, I'm not going to go out of my way to talk to her. As far as I'm concerned, it's done. We're over.
You know what? She's ignoring him because she responded to me when I tried to verify if you were who you were.
Oh, damn. Yeah. That's right. Fat Boy, well, you may have already told him this, but yeah, Fat Boy had extended the offer to Willa to join as well today, and she did not respond to him either. So,
well, there you go. Willa, if you're listening to this,
you know she is.
Congratulations, you got a dramatic response from me. You're on my permanent block list.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
Willa, yeah, I mean, Willa. It's for everyone. Everything has a lesson. So if you find something weird, I mean, do you not remember episodes of sitcoms in the 80s where they would find like a knife in Jack's nightstand and Janet and Chrissy thought he was going to kill him. And turns out he's a cook and he just stuck it in there. It could be just the most simplest thing. Like Paige said, I don't know if you know this, Derek. I used to own a dildo company. And, you know, where we would sell the things at the women's parties and things. And, if I had passed and my mom walked in, and I'd never really told her about that business because she would have told me I was going to hell. But I would have told her to go to hell for telling me I was going to hell.
Why you got a butt with no rest of the body?
Where's just, you sit there and beat it up like you would when them boxing dummies? You sit there punching butt all day, man? You? But no, Derek, seriously. That's a good thing about when people find things. But now, let's go back to this real quick. Because I know you got a time limit of what time you got to be into work. But if you got out of the shower and she's just sitting there on the bed or whatever, and she's like, hey, babe, I want to talk to you about something. Yeah. He's like, yeah, what's that? And she's like, so I went into your closet. She could have even lied and said, I was looking for a T-shirt to put on after we bang or whatever. And she said, I saw all these apparatuses and settees and such in your closet. Do you not still, though, in the back of your mind, even if you explained all this to her, are you not still from that day on thinking, she went through my crap, though, without asking?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to be something that comes up.
It's like suspecting someone was cheating on you and you go look through their phone while they're away or whatever and you find out they're not cheating. Do you then tell them that you went through their phone? No.
Like this whole thing came up because they weren't hooking up fast enough, I guess, for her.
And it's usually the opposite, it seems.
Which is
but
weird,
he
man.
Was like, and I get what you're saying. You like came out of a long-term thing and, you know, you were wanting to... And you wasn't using all this stuff. Although, I would tell you this, and you're right, you can't just, like, donate them or sell them at a yard sale or something like that.
Put them in the bin anyway.
But, like, I'd get if you want to start afresh and anew and all that stuff, like, I'd get rid of that because it's just likely reminding you of this other lady. Well, you not? Maybe? I don't know.
Have a yard sale.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that.
I'm just kidding.
Nah. If it was the old days, you could sit there and throw them at people as they go under the overpass. But you
probably have called a nard sale.
A nard sale. I made that joke yesterday. That's right. A nard sale.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Go.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And we can't use the names. Mm-mm. Anonymous number one is about to confess that he's going to confess something that could either get him forgiven or like absolutely destroyed. So he let his friends who had given him a place to live free for like 3 or 4 months, didn't have to pay him a dime. He let them believe that their dog, who has an awesome name by the name of Tyrus, which I think of the great Tyrus Raymond Cobb.
Oh, yeah.
From Cobb County, Georgia.
Or O'Neill. That's Titus. God dang it.
That's Titus, yes.
I was thinking no, shut up. Shut up, fat boy.
You thought it was short for Toys R Us?
Now I was getting freaking Funkies on the Roll and Snoop Dogg mixed up.
I think you just had a stroke. Anyway, they let Tyrus, the little dog, he let them believe their dog was responsible for something that he actually did. And that actually was, he peed on their wedding album because he was drunk and he slept on the couch and didn't know he was not in his room and all this. So, anonymous number one, you ready to do this, sir? You sure you want to do this, I suppose?
Yeah, man. Matt, man, if I had a dollar for every time I've heard you ask that on the radio the past, 15 years, I'd be a rich man.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
But hell yes, let me get down on humble knees, take a deep breath, and let's do this.
Let's do this. Okay. All right. Fat Boy's going to get anonymous number two on the phone.
Wow, that sounds psycho.
Well, I didn't realize till somebody put it out on the text line here that the guy who actually is the one who peed on the wedding album and blamed it on the dog, or got blamed on the dog, he didn't tell him otherwise, he's anonymous number one. And technically, that's what got us in this position to start with, was an anonymous number one.
Leave a message.
Oh, no. Okay, we're going to voicemail. Good. Hold on, anonymous number one. We are going to voicemail. You imagine all this big buildup and then nothing
already.
I'll drive over there with my cellular device, sir, and knock on his door and get this done. I'm wanting to hear what happens with this. Several text messages right now of... Oh, no, that's not a good sign, Paige.
It's not. It's making me nervous.
The closest thing I can read on here that is radio-friendly, and even Rise Guys radio-friendly, is that one time someone... I got to clean this up a little bit. Oh, okay, I'll tell you that later. Here we go. When he answers, you're on the phone with him.
Hello?
Hey, man. Good morning.
Hello? Hey, well, is that Drew? Is that you?
Oh, God, hello? Cover's blown.
Hey, bleep that, man.
How you doing? What's going on?
Hey,
but, hang on, Drew. Who are you talking to? Is this some kind of, what, you're doing April Fools on me? What's going on, man?
Look, man, I'm just nervous, okay? I gotta tell you something.
Oh, hell, wait, you okay? Well, you can tell me, you need bail money. I mean, you sound like you need some bail money. You okay? What's going on?
No, no, nothing like that. I just, I need to tell you something, and I hope you'll tell Jennifer too. But I am sorry, guys.
Hang on, Drew. What's going on? Now you sound. Well, seriously, stop acting weird. What's going on? You okay? Yep. Wait a minute. Are you on something right now?
All right, okay. Good morning, Martin. I gotta clear
hello?
This up real quick. You're actually on the Rise Guys Morning Show right now. The Rise Guys.
On the
Rise Guys Morning Show. We're on the radio right now. That is.
The hell I am.
What? Yeah, you are.
And so look, don't hang up yet. Look, so Drew or anonymous number one, you said his name, and he didn't want to have names said. But I was thinking, how was that going to come up?
I don't know what's going on.
Please don't cuss. But you are on live radio, and you will have to pay a lot of money if you get fined.
I wasn't about to, but go
I know,
ahead.
But listen, so he's got something to tell you, and we're hoping he would have done that, but, you know, we can do that for you.
No.
If you would.
No, I'll say it.
I'll get him word here. What is going on? I'm sorry.
Go with it fast, anonymous one.
I was the one who peed on your wedding album. It wasn't Tyrus. It was me. I was drunk. I'm so sorry.
Martin, you there?
I think we killed him.
Martin.
Oh, no.
Oh, crap.
Oh, no, we killed him.
He fainted.
What? Who's Martin? Martin laughing?
Oh, God, excuse me. Wait a minute. Wait a minute now.
I can't tell if this is insane laughter or happy laughter.
I just don't come after him.
No, wait a minute. This is that. What is this? A confession you're making? I got to tell you something, man. Yeah, Tyrus is gone, but it's not like we sent him to a shelter or something. He said my sister took him in. No, I'm sure we told you. We told you that at dinner. I know. What are you doing? April Fool's again, right? Tyrus is fine.
It is April Fool's, but this is not April Fool's.
Yeah, you absolutely did not tell me that.
No, I thought we... Wait a minute. You...
Don't cuss, please.
You thought we just dumped him somewhere, or even worse?
Well, yeah, I thought y'all got rid of him for good because of that night.
Oh, come on. Now, you really thought we'd do that to a dog? Come on, just because... Okay, just because you, he peed on something? You think we like that? We wouldn't do that.
This is the silliest, craziest thing I've ever heard. But, like, wait, like,
oh, good.
Why did you get rid of Tyrus the dog then? Because he thought it's because he peed on
the dog.
Yeah.
Kept, well, Jennifer, my wife, she kept just breaking out all over the place every time she peed with him. Oh. We didn't know we got him, but she was like allergic. Oh. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe she had got eczema or something, but from it, I don't know if that's what you get. But oh. Yeah, oh, she just.
God, did you catch eczema from dogs?
Oh, my God. No. So it wasn't because of the wedding album?
No. Yeah, but you're going to love this, believe it or not. She called a photographer. We got the entire thing reprinted in the exact same type of photo album and everything.
Okay.
Oh, dude.
I was thinking that.
Let me pay for that. How much was it?
That was right around $1,300.
God bless.
Oh,
never
mind. Oh,
good
hell. I might need some flex pay on that, but I'll do it.
Klarna.
Okay, wait a minute. But also, you're broke too, huh? Oh, God, this is getting
this
better
has
and
been,
better.
Okay, this has what? Been absolute. This you don't understand, and I don't know. Anonymous number one, I won't say your name, but because I know you don't want to be known as the guy who peed on people's wedding albums. But like, Mark,
his name is Drew.
Dang it, man!
I know he's saying.
But like, I like you, the way we've positioned this, Martin, is that like your dog, he did something at your house and that he blamed it on the dog, and people have been guessing the most insane things, like
vile stuff,
like vile things about, you know, the dog, and maybe, you know, involved your wife with eczema.
There's other things I could have blamed him for, believe me.
God bless America. All right.
Oh my God.
Martin, you are fun.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Well,
I appreciate that.
I wasn't expecting this, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking that call. And Anonymous,
hey,
Drew, number one, Drew. Are you?
Hey, listen, let me just tell you this, though. I got to start listening to y'all.
Thank you, sir.
I got like, I don't know, what is it, like 7 or 8 texts from people already saying they just heard me on the radio.
Hell yeah. See, that's the payoff for us,
yeah,
Martin.
I'm really popular. Hey, you guys are popular, too.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Yeah,
thank you, Martin. You have a good morning, sir.
Okay. Yeah,
all right.
Sure.
All right,
bye.
You too.
He's a little too giggly for me.
You know, that pause there. Oh, screw you. I didn't oversell that. I didn't know what the total ending would be, but I love that.
He was good.
Anonymous, you still there? Even though we all know your name, but you still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. How you feel? I mean, you got to be feeling a little bit better now?
A little, yeah. That was just nerve-wracking as hell, man.
Yeah.
Debbie, at least you didn't kill a dog, so.
Thank God.
True.
You need to apologize to the dog.
Well, the dog gave his wife eczema, according to him. Let me ask you this also, Drew. I'm being nosy now. What's the age difference between Martin and – I just said your name. I'm sorry. Number one, Drew. How old is – what's the age difference?
He's about 20 years older.
Okay. I was wondering. I was like, there's a little age gap here. But all right. Well, you know what? It turned out all right. And Tyra's got a new home. And people who have a puppy were like, we don't know what to name it. Now you got a name because that's a fun name. And oh, dude, that's what somebody texted in. There used to be a wrestler, and now his name's Tyrus. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, it was
Funkzilla.
Yeah, Funky's on a roll.
Yeah. All right.
Somebody call his mama.
Anonymous number one, thank you, sir.
Thank you, guys. All right. I appreciate your help.
All right, you have a good morning.
Thank you,
oh, man. Lord.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now.
sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You're off the air talking about the OJ auction that just ended.
Yeah, it was over this past weekend.
The OJ memorabilia auction. We were talking about, you had the Robert Kardashian Bible, and Kim Kardashian tried to buy it, and they would not sell it to her. They're like, you can enter the auction like everyone else. You got to, like, I see that. I mean, the money's going to creditors, as Fat Boy was telling us, but... You know, this is also like her dad gave it to OJ, and then OJ dies, and then dad's dead. So why would she get to Indy and take it back? Indy and give it back, or whatever it's called. Armenian taker?
You know, I first heard that they denied her because they were saying that she waited too long, too close to the auction, so she would have to bid on it.
Did she even know about it till that documentary came out?
I don't know.
I didn't know about it till then.
I don't know how she found out about it. Maybe that was how.
He's like, where's my dad's Bible at, guys?
But when you further look into it, the guy running the auction said her offer was too low. He said the court fees, legal fees, and auction fees would have matched what her offer was, which is 15 grand. And he said if she would have offered 150, they would have got it approved.
Good God. What'd it go for?
80.
Oh.
It sold. That was the highest selling item of the whole auction. And we're talking about his replica Heisman Trophy. That went for 46.
God. Was it a Trump Bible? Do we know? Or
I don't think it was.
Just a regular old LeBron James version?
But it did have Robert Kardashian on the Bible, like on the front of it.
Oh.
Like, you know how you used to get in gold back in the day?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mine looked like, because, my first name's Philip, but I never went by that. So mine said P. Matthew Harris, and I always thought that was a fun thing. It's like, as long as I don't drink too much water.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there was just odd stuff that they had that were going up for auction, like a lot of small stuff too. Autographed picture of Bill Clinton and OJ on the golf course went for, I think, 15 grand.
God.
It says, thanks for a great game, Bill Clinton.
Uh-oh.
Which, there's a turnaround on that, right? There's some meat on that bone, I would imagine.
I don't know. Depends on how, like, Bill Clinton's I think it depends on, if reality becomes reality, meaning like stuff finally gets out there, and because he's kind of beloved, but I think if the more people find out about him, it would, like, a lot of that would be rescinded.
Plus, where the hell is OJ's other Heisman Trophy, the one he went to prison over when they got out of the OJ had a lot of storage bins, he just didn't know.
I guess
units.
It was returned back to the other guy that's.
Because oddly enough, they gave it to Reggie Bush's mom.
I was about to say, like, that's got to be somewhere, because he had all these units he was hiding assets in.
Oh, yeah.
That he didn't pay for.
I'm sure Ken Golden's got it locked away somewhere.
That's how the guy got the Heisman Trophy, because he ended up bidding on a storage unit that had all of OJ's stuff in it.
Dude, listen to this. I don't remember this name. You may. Do you remember a guy named LaShawn Johnson that was a Heisman Trophy candidate back in 1993, played in the NFL for a short period of time?
Was that when the year Salam won it for Colorado?
Rashawn Salam. Might have been. He went to the Bears?
I don't remember that name.
But anyway, LaShawn Johnson, he is now facing some big-time charges. We're talking about 2 decades he's facing after being caught Charlie running Ward. A dog fighting kennel.
Oh, God.
Charlie Ward won it. I thought Charlie Ward won it in 92. Anyway.
93.
Yep.
93.
I didn't know people still wanted to watch that crap.
Well, so.
That's horrible.
He got convicted of it back in 2004 in Oklahoma. Arrested again a week ago after federal authorities broke up yet another dog fighting kennel. The same exact place. Listen to this. This is so bad. They seized 190 pit bull type dogs.
Cruel.
Type dogs. Which just, I think, means there are probably a lot of...
Like different breeds, I guess, mixed breeds.
Or, yeah, not full breeds, just like a lot of, you know, mismatch or whatever. This is believed to be the largest number of dogs ever seized from a single person in federal dogfighting history.
God almighty.
Bigger than Vic?
That's what it says. Believed to be the biggest one from a single person.
Where do you go to watch this? How does this happen?
I don't know. I'll tell you this, I believe I've said this. Oh, okay. Here we go. I read further. He played for Northern Illinois and drafted by the Packers. Went on to play for the Cardinals and the Giants, even.
Well, here's the thing: does he get Vic off the hook, or because he's not a big enough name, people are always going to remember Vic?
No, he.
Because Vic was, I mean,
I'm with you.
When you make that much money, you're a football player. You make millions, and you're still doing this. You're a terrible person.
So I'll tell you this. This was 2005. I was invited to a farm type party, and it was like an all day long thing, and it was a Saturday. And as we were like milling about or whatever, I saw something that I'd only seen on TV before. And I quickly realized that they had cockfighting, and this was in South Carolina.
Oh, and that is so and cruel I quickly and bloody.
Bopped out of there, man.
I've been the one around that.
Even obviously involved
how,
with the
how
farm.
How in the world is that entertaining in a sport to watch people watch two animals just maul each other? Why is that that's so gory? And what is that?
I guess people put chickens on a different level because they're eventually food, and people don't really think of them really as pets per se. Like a dog as a pet, that's a little more rough to watch. But I went to a cockfight around that time.
Yeah. Yo, you went?
Yeah. Like I watched one happen, and they still do them.
It's bloody. Happens. They put spurs on them and stuff.
Some of the guys get hurt just putting the damn things on the chickens.
Oh yeah, yeah. They'll put poison in. Is that good at break music already?
Nah, that's the wrong one. This one is, but we do it.
They put cayenne pepper on their feet and stuff. All this awful,
horrible.
Awful stuff.
I mean, what's the point?
I tell you though, it's
guys have died that way.
The way you say that though, I mean,
how is that pleasurable? How do you get enjoyment out of that?
Just
crap?
The money aspect from the
think about sick. Roman times when they would go watch a dude fight a lion.
I don't know.
Or like midgets fight giants, and that was in the Bible. Well, I don't know. He's a midget or a little person, just a regular sized dude fighting Goliath, but.
Dogs, I could not watch a dog fight. No. That would be awful.
The chickens, it's abuse no matter how you look at it. The dogs, though, like that right there, even name dropping, that makes it hard for people that own pit bulls. I tell you what, I've known people that have had 5-6 different pit bulls. Yeah. So like
they are
not
considered the nanny dogs. They will take care of a family.
They are freaking dogs.
It's how you raise them.
But I go with what Fatboy said though is that they're both bad, and I got a bunch of chickens. There's one I was at the farm yesterday, got out in the road, and I was like, do I go get him or does he learn his way home?
Oh, he's just like standing in the road.
Every once in a while they can fly up enough to go over the fence. They can just catch him.
And you obviously went to get him. I wouldn't.
I did.
Say somebody hit him. Yeah. Her, whatever.
Aww. It was him.
What kind of time frame do you have where you can, that chicken's still good to eat? Or is it good to eat?
I wouldn't eat it. No, I wouldn't eat it. But we had, it's mean, but remember when the raccoons took 9 of mine? There was one of them that was still there, like hanging on by a feather. No pun intended. And, I asked my daughter, we got to pluck her. We can run this sucker through.
Plus, how does...
She made a good point, though. She's like, what if that raccoon had rabies?
Yeah, well, you would cook it out of the meat, right?
No, you cannot.
I don't think you'd. I wouldn't try.
You would cook rabies out.
No, we cook the rabies out. No.
What if, you know, I don't know why deer hunters say that the urine ruins the meat. Like, you got to, if you don't take the bladder out or empty it somehow.
Yeah,
like,
the bile.
Why is it going to ruin the meat, though? Just a little pee.
Because it's got all that bacteria in it.
But you're going to cook it out, right?
No, you're not.
Yeah, but how did people know that way back when, though?
I feel like they didn't know or care.
Why do you devein a shrimp?
I really don't
know.
Are
you supposed to? You know, I'll tell you something. For years, I didn't know that. And I remember going to restaurants and seeing that black stripe on the back of that damn shrimp.
How do you devein a shrimp?
What is this?
It's like,
same way you'd make chitlins, I think. You just blow in one end real hard.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.